Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Miller Time Radio with me, your host, Leonard Miller. I appreciate y'all locking in with your boy on this beautiful Friday evening. Long Friday. Whew, glad it's over. It's the end of the week. It's Friday. Hopefully we're going to, you know, Miller Time, we've got some great guests on tonight's show. Now, with this internet radio thing, you know, we're going to try to have, you know, we got a host of funny comedians, up-and-coming comedians on tonight's show. We're just going to try to get them all at once to call in. Everyone's going to call in at a certain time, and we're going to try to bring everybody in. And hopefully, I know last time it was a success. We had a group of comedians last time a couple months ago, and it was a smash. So we're going to try to get it in again and have some fun with it, guys. All right. Now, tonight's show, all right, was going to be a start of what's going to be going down tomorrow night, all right? Saturday night evening, 8 p.m. at Pistol Pete's, all right? It's Comedy Night, Volume 5, over at 29 North Stonington Road, okay? All right, tickets are $10. You know, they're limited right now, people. You got to get, you know, say, get them out there. It's Rose City. This is a blessing to the city. We can get comedians from all over the area. Come down, and we can have a good time, all right? I think there's also going to be a special birthday roast for Pokey as well. So, you know, the drinks half price. It's going to be a good, fun night. You know, get wifey out. Get her out the house. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come down there, man. Pistol Pizza, all right? Okay, we're going to have, first of all, we're going to have the host of the show, which is Karina Fort. You know what I'm saying? We'll be getting down with her in a little bit. I see the phone lines. The phone lines are kind of on fire. That's what we like to see. We got the headliner of the show. I believe he's from Brooklyn, okay? Coming down to Rose City to just rip the show down. Audie Robb, okay? We're going to try to get him in a little later on in the show to kind of wrap us up, okay? So also, don't forget, we're going to have also, we got the special guest, Crystal Dyer, also a local act. We have Brian Plum. I believe he's from Springfield, Mass area, somewhere like that. So also, Torito Chichi, from what I hear, Hoff will be on. She's actually going to take a little bit of time off of work and take a little break to try to get it in. So definitely excited about having her on to the show. Also, AJ Strange Brew and also Rose City. This guy's from Rose City, Rasheem Santiago. Hopefully we'll get him on the line as well in a little bit of the show. Okay. This is a lot going on, guys. And guys, appreciate the people who are going to tune into the show. He called the show. You know, support local acts. And this is what we do here at Miller Time Radio, all right? Well, before we bring our host on to the show, Karina, we're going to bring in that, kind of put all this thing together, kind of give the people what to expect when it comes down to Pistol Pete. Hey, Matt, welcome to Miller Time Radio. How you doing, brother?
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, absolutely, man. So tell the people, you know, what's to be expected down here, because this is still kind of new. People are still catching fire with this.
It's definitely new, but like you said, it's volume 5, so it's our fifth one, so it's definitely been a success. Mm. And from in the beginning, a lot of people told us that we would never make it or never do good, and there's all the haters turned into spectators, and you'll see that tomorrow night because the place will definitely be packed. Reserve seating is already sold out. Tickets are $10 a ticket at the door. For over a two-hour show, you get six comedians plus a host. So basically it's seven comedians. And if you go to other comedy clubs like Comics and so on and so forth, they charge you like $30 a piece just to get in the door, and then you got a two-drink minimum. So you're looking at $40 or $50 per person. So if you want to bring your wife, you're looking at $100 just to get in. Here it's only $10 a piece, no drink minimum. Sponsored by Jack Daniels. You get $3 Jack products, $2 domestic beers.
It's going to be
a real good show.
We'll get good show. Make sure people get out there. Hey, Matt, I appreciate you locking in with your boy and giving the people, you know, overview kind of what's going down. And we're going to get down there. We're pressed for time right now, so we're going to move on. You know, we're going to actually bring our comedians on, my friend. Okay.
Not a problem. Do what you do, man.
All right, bro. Have a good night, man. All right. Welcome to Miller Time Radio. We're here. We're going to bring on our first a comedian who's supposed to come down and tear the show up. I believe this is Crystal Dyer here on Miller Time Radio. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Taking time your day to come lock into the show. What are people going to expect when they come see you perform on Saturday night?
Well, a lot of funny. This show is so stacked. I'm excited. I'm local, so for me this is not a big deal. I have a lot of my friends coming because I'm local, so that's a great thing. But Karina Fort and Artie Robb on the same show, driving a distance, that's fantastic. So it's going to be really, it's really a stacked lineup, so I'm very excited.
Mm. So how long have you been doing comedy?
Just this year. I'm a newbie.
Oh, she's a newbie.
I kind of hit the ground running.
Now, that's a lot of pressure right now. It's hard time down here. You know, people don't laugh as much no more. Everybody's so serious. A lot of people,
yeah,
any pressure
yeah.
in that?
Do I what? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Any pressure in just going out there on the stage and just trying to make people laugh?
A little bit, but it's okay. It's a really good time. I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun with it. It's just, for me, I'm just starting out, so it's a hobby. It's anyone like Pistol Pete that will have me on, I'm grateful just to be a part of it. I've been on many shows with Artie Robb, and he's the best. I just absolutely love him, so I'm just thrilled that he's going to be there and to be a part of it.
Now, here on Miller Time Radio, you know, we kind of put people out on the spot. That's what we do. So, you know, I'm going to give you a floor. You got anything? you give us a little short routine. You got 2 minutes.
You put your button on that 7 minute delay button. 7 minutes. That's a long time for me to be inappropriate. 7 minutes. I meant 7 seconds. I'm not going to do a bit. 2 minutes?
Yeah, you got two minutes. You got the floor. I got the floor line blowing up right now.
I just want people to come. I'm very excited that they say reserved seating has been sold out. I have a handful of friends that have – I have one group of friends that has 18 people coming. So
okay.
So I'm just happy. So they – come and we'll be funny. I mean, I can't. It's hard to be funny on the phone. My friends are going to disagree with that when they listen to this. But I think people need to come down and see the show. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
And
I promise
I'll be funny when I'm on the microphone.
No, that's okay. You know, that's all right. And we're going to come out there. We're going to check you out. I appreciate you calling the show.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there. I will be there with my lady. Ready to laugh, ready to have a good time.
I got a good chuckle out of Matt when he's breaking down what it would cost to go to comics, and then he's like, and then if you want to bring your wife, it's going to cost you twice as much money if you want to bring your wife. So I'm glad to hear you're bringing your lady.
All right, so we'll be out there and we'll see. We're going to go move on to the next person. You have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, that was Crystal Dyer. You guys make sure you get out there and come see the show. We're going to go on to the next comedian. This comedian right here, we have the number of area code 413. I think this is Mr. Brian Plum. Welcome to Miller Time Radio. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing, man? What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm just relaxing Friday night, man. You know I got my yak sitting right here next to the table.
Good stuff. Ironically, I was on the way to comics, and as everyone was trashing it the whole time, I'm just like, oh, man, I'm on the way there right now. I don't know what to say. This seems like a conflict of interest. Do I go in and trash it? Can't they both be good places?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I mean, to each his own. Do you want to go to a club and get messed up at a casino, go gamble the kids' college fund away, or do you want to go to Pistol Pete's for $10? It's like we can all be happy.
You see, good point. That's what I'm talking about. Now I noticed, Brian, you're from, Springfield, right?
Yeah, I'm actually from a suburb of Springfield, Longmeadow. It's where none of the dangerous stuff happens, so it's It's good stuff. I mean, Springfield is a little ridiculous. I mean, besides basketball and math, there's like nothing much to do. So.
So when you come down, so how long have you been doing them comedy for?
Actually, it'll be 3.5 years in December. So
okay,
I've been in for a little bit, but still pretty new.
I was just going to say, do you consider that a seasoned vet? Or when do you get the seasoned vet status? Is it 15, 20 years?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I'm just going to do it until I either think about quitting or I develop another skill. I don't know. I think I'm in too deep at this point. I don't know anything. I don't have any other skills, so hopefully this works out.
So you said you noticed the difference. I know you perform a lot in Connecticut as well. Is there a difference between the people in Connecticut trying to make them laugh or in the people maybe back home?
No, I don't see that much of a difference. I mean, if you're funny and your jokes translate, I mean, the whole point of this is to eventually get to the point where you can do it all over the place. Like, I was just in California this past weekend, and I was thinking of the same thing. I'm like, are my East Coast kind of anger, is it going to translate out here? And I think as long as you're kind of being yourself on stage and you're relatable, I mean, jokes can work anywhere, which is kind of the great thing about it.
Mm. So what are people, is there anyone you kind of pattern your game to? Not say, you know, totally, you know, hijack the style, but, you know, someone you kind of, you know, so you kind of pattern your style after?
No, I have a lot of influences. I mean, I like Attell, I like Burr, I like a lot of guys, and then I just try and just be myself and kind of just translate an amplified version of myself on stage, and hopefully that works.
Mm. So, you know, here on Miller Time Radio, you know, I was trying to put Crystal on the spot, you know, to give us a little bit of, you know, a sneak peek of maybe what the people are going to expect Saturday night at Crystal Peak. You got the floor, brother, 2 minutes.
Nay, that sounds good, man. I don't know. I mean, I think where I'm at right now in my life, I'm just, I'm 23 and I got like 5 years left where I can really, you know, about 5 years left of freedom before I really got to make a decision. Do I want to get married? Do I want to be that lonely guy in the bar? I got to make that decision and like, I got to make that call. And like, I don't know. I think I want to grow up. I want to get married because I think the whole point of life is eventually you got to go home to someone you hate. So I feel like that's part of growing up. I just want to go home to a woman where I'm like, what did I just do? I don't understand. Why do I have a kid with this person? I got to get out. And I think that's part of growing up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This show is going to be a lot of fun, man. I mean, I remember I've done a lot of shows with Artie, and even Crystal's very funny when she's on stage and stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, I just got back from Las Vegas, so it'll be a good it'll be a good time, and so as long as there's no gambling around, I mean, I think we're going to be okay. I mean, it can't be, as long as there's no, I mean, I just came from playing blackjack at 5 in the morning, so my bar's pretty low right now, so I guess it's going to be fun.
Hey, listen, we appreciate you here on Miller Time Radio for taking a couple minutes out of your day to call into the show. Brian Plum, you got any shout-out you want to? Any shout-outs before we go to the next person?
No, just anyone in Connecticut who hears this, who hears the radio show, come on out and hang. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to either bring your wife or just tell her with someone else and go have fun without her, whatever you got to do. Just come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Y'all heard it here first, man. Y'all get down to Pistol Pete's, man. Hey, Brian, we'll see you tomorrow night, man. You have a good night. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it a lot. Have a good night.
All right. You as well. Hey, Miller Time Radio, man. Y'all make sure y'all get down to Pistol Pete's, man. It's going to be a great show. And we already just got to two comedians right now. We're going to bring in that next one. We're going to bring in Rose City, Brad. Rose City. Raheem Santiago to Miller Time Radio. Welcome to the show today, sir.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing today, brother? How's everything?
Everything is good. Everything is good. I have no complaints.
So Friday night, Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? So I believe
you might have to put the yak down.
Hold on,
yeah, let's go. Put the yak down.
It's like you're looking at me right now, brother. Hold on, the yak down right now, okay?
Okay. I'm listening.
What I was trying to say. What I was trying to
okay.
say, You know what I'm saying? So what are the people going to expect? You know what I'm saying? Is there a lot of pressure, people that live in Rose City?
Yeah, I'm really, like, I heard this girl, the young lady, say she was a newbie. Like, I'm really new, like, first ejaculation type new. So it's really, like, I don't know, like my stuff is more like been gay. Like, you gotta let it soak in. Like, it's subtle, but it's good. You know, once you let it soak in, you know what I mean? It works. You know, I haven't had no complaints. So, you know, it's going to be a little edgy, honest, and just basically, you know, I like to talk about my life and the struggle and what it took me to get here. You know what I mean? So, I'm just excited. You know, I'm just excited that they reached out to me. And I know I'm from this area, you know, so. You know, my thing is, like I told my boy, he said, listen, are you scared? I said, no. I'm like, you know, I've got to be like the Indians. I got to run over the hill and take all the arrows. And then it is what it is. Like, you know, like, I just want to make my peoples laugh, and I want them to be proud. And I want my peoples that I also know, like, yo, we can do anything we want to. We put our mind to it. You know, let's not limit ourselves.
So you said you're still new to this. So how new? What, less than a year, a couple months? I know you just did a show.
That was my first show, and I said to myself, listen, like, you know, like, I'm not ashamed of my past. Like, you know, I've been to prison before. So, like, if I'm going to make you laugh for some soups, I might as well make you laugh for some cash. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's real with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I invested in myself in July. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to put some money behind me, and I believe in myself. And if the people come out, they do. And if they don't, they don't. Like, I don't look at it as no failure. You know, I don't see no failure in it. As long as I go out there and do what I'm supposed to do, it only can get greater. I'm not scared of failure. You know, doubt kills more dreams.
Do you have any pet peeves? Anything, you know, people that you try to, you know, saying other comedians that you kind of pattern your style after?
I just do my own thing. Like, I just do my own thing. Like, mine just is just like. It's really like the best way I can describe myself is like it's witty and it's spontaneous. Like, I have so much in my mind that I can just like conversation wise, like, sometimes I can just go. And it's one of them things, like, I'm talking to you, regular conversation, and you laughing, and I'm looking at you like, yo, why are you laughing? Like, I'm serious, but you're like, dude, you stupid. And I'm like, nah, I'm telling the truth, but it's one of them things. But I don't really, you know, I don't really pat myself after no one, you know? Like, I'm just trying to create my own lane and my own buzz, man. I just, you know, I just want to be honest and tell the people my story. And I want them. I just really want my peoples to know that, yo. Like I said earlier, like, yo, you can make it. Like, you can make it. Like, you know what I mean?
Now,
like, believe in yourself.
Now, Hail Miller Time Radio. You know, and you're new and upcoming. You got the floor right now. You got the floor. We got tons of people listening right now. Give people a little piece of maybe what, you know, kind of style that you're talking about.
Like my thing, like you know, like my life, you know, I'm, you know, I think I'm 23, you know, and I want to have kids. I want to have kids. You know, I don't have no kids. You know, I want to have kids, but you know, I honestly think I need to go, you know, see the people. You know what I mean? Because for some reason, ain't nothing happening. I think I need to take the bop gun to the doctor, and you know, so he can let me know what's going on. But I do have a pet peeve, though. People getting on social media that's new to social media, like I have a cousin gets on social media. And he's on there and he's talking to, you know, when I took a picture, I took my mother back to the haircut, and he's talking about a picture of mine. And he gets on there and says, yeah, look at my little cousin. His skin is real smooth and sexy and silky. So I'm like, dude, like, my man, like, you know, so I call him, like, cuz, like, you can't really do that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people are going to think something weird about you. You know, so, like I said, I tell the truth. So he did a lot of prison time. So we talking, and he's like, WTF. So I'm like, WTF? So, yeah, exactly. He starts talking to me in emoji turn. Like, yeah, smiley face, gun, you know, police, ambulance. So I'm like, cuz, what do that mean? I'm like, yo, I'm like, what does smiley face, gun, ambulance, police call me? He told me, you better stop laughing at me before I shoot you and the cops come get me and you go to the ambulance. I said, this dude is crazy, but that's what 20 years in prison will get you. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just a whole bunch with me, man. I come to do what I come to do, and that's it, man. And I'm just honored, man. I'm happy you reached out. I'm just honored to do this thing, man. And I just want to make my fellow Rose City brothers and sisters proud, man. And I just want, my thing is, yo, we can make it.
You already know. Hey, but listen, we can't wait. We're going to come. The people are going to be coming to see you guys tomorrow night. I thank you for calling into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Rasheem Santiago, we'll see you tomorrow night, brother. You have a blessed night.
All right, you too. Thank you. Peace out.
And I put the yak down too, man. Just put it down.
Yeah, please. All right.
Military Radio, man. Y'all heard it, man. We have a great time. Yeah, these guys are funny on the, you know what I'm saying, over the phone, over the radio. So just imagine what it's going to be like, you know what I'm saying, to actually get down there, sit down there, have a drink, and they put on a great show. We got another caller. I think they call it Chi-Chi. I think, you know, on the street. That's from what I hear. We got Sherido Foster on Military Radio. Welcome to the show. Did I just butcher that?
Hi. What's that? I'm sorry.
I said, did I just butcher your name just now? Welcome to the show.
No, that's all right. My name is Charito. That's all right. You did perfectly fine.
Yes. Well, welcome to Military Radio. I appreciate you taking it. I know you ain't got much time to call it into the show today. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Thank you very much for having me. I'm still at work, so I do apologize for the echo.
No, you good, you good. So I was just, you know, just trying to get a feel, giving the people a feel for, you know, what they're going to expect from you on Saturday night when they come see down at Pistol Pete.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's a little bit of everything. I usually like to tell people how my day is because I can't afford counseling and this is the only way I can rent.
So, okay. All right, so anybody that you kind of pattern your style after? First of all, when I seen your picture, I was trying to say to myself, trying to guess your nationality. I was like, damn, is she Mexican? And no, she got to be Filipino. I was thinking about
that. You're all from California, so you're kind of right with the Filipino.
Okay, I was right. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. But I usually tell people I'm Native American.
Native American.
I work at a casino.
Oh, you work at, okay. All right. I want to give you a couple minutes to, you know, give you the floor. You know, you got a routine, anything, you know, you want to kind of give people a little taste of what they're going to expect on Saturday night?
Oh, now all of a sudden I'm shy because I'm really, really shy, but the guys walking by me at work cannot verify that. Yeah. Bye. I always find myself in trouble. I probably talk about the troubles I get into all the time because not really from the picture I look really like a street tough because I got that leather jacket, but I'm really, really shy, and I get in these situations where I feel like I don't feel brave enough to tell the person I can't get in their white van or anything like that. So it's like, you know, until I tell them, like, I'm over 18 and they kick me out and then I get offended. I'm like, what's up with that? Whatever.
Well, Chi-Chi, I appreciate you. You know, I know you only had a couple of minutes. Excuse me. You called into the show. I appreciate you. Any shout-outs, anything you want to say to the people before they come down and come see you Saturday night?
Well, everyone, come on down to Pistol Pete's. It's across from Foxwoods Old Lot 10 parking lot. So most of you guys that I work with know where it is. So you better show up.
All right. We'll be there.
Because I know where you work. So it's going to be a great time.
So, Chi-Chi, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good night and get back to work.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, have a good time. Miller Time Radio people, I appreciate you. We're going to bring Matt back on to Miller Time Radio. Matt, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, yo, listen, man. These guys are incredible. I know we were waiting for Arnie Robb.
Karina and Artie, but they probably didn't get a chance to.
Okay,
that gives people a reason to come tomorrow, though, and see what they're missing out on.
Yes, so, you know, you get to wrap this show up, man. You know, send the people home what they need to expect and where it's at, and give us a rundown. We're going to wrap
it's gonna up
the
be, show. Oh, it's going to be, like I said, we messed up on the flyer, but it's 29 Stonington Road. You can look us up on Facebook, or you can call us at 860-886-0252. Like I said, the tickets are $10 a piece. They have drink specials, food specials. You can't beat it. I mean, especially to Brian, I wasn't trying to bash comics. I was just saying it just happened that he was on his way there, but it's just, like I said, for the price, and you can't beat it. You get way more bang for your buck, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's all we do, Matt.
But like I said,
I
appreciate you doing the radio shows for us. You did our first one, and now, like I said, you did another one here for us, but at least you get to come to this one. And like I said, you'll see what everybody's talking about.
Yes, it is. For all people who call, incredible, you know what I'm saying? And tomorrow they're gonna rip down the show. So you guys make sure you guys get down to Pistol Pete tomorrow night. All right?
Yes, sir.
So thanks, Matt. And I appreciate it, Matt. We'll see you tomorrow night, guy.
Thanks, Matt.
Yo, that's what we do here. All right, all day, man. That's what we do here in Miller Time Radio, man. It's gonna be a good night. You know what I'm saying? Bring the wifey out. Shout out to AM Music for you know what I'm saying, for the intro music. I appreciate you, Chris Ruiz. Appreciate you, yo, man. Another great show here on Miller Time Radio, man. Yo, man, we out, man. Have a blessed night, man.
Maserati, pure white trim, pull up on shorty at the light, send a slight grin, tell her pull over, hop out and jump right in. What you doing around here, looking fine as you are, cheeky eye like smoking that purple fire out the jar, baby girl, the truth is, you shine like a star, VIP status, they'll never find you at the bar. Rosé for the dons, Perignon for the divas, top shelf champagne, toast to the prestigious, body that's banging with the hourglass features, we just crossed paths and I'm very glad to meet ya, classy with the heels or even smash the sneakers, just a young flying fresh plastic diva, I ain't trying to front, now I got you in my section, baby girl, I just got one.